The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Chris Pimlott, to look ahead to the best of the action coming up on Thursday. We've got three races to look forward to at Ludlow, the 3:30, the 4:05, and the 4:40. I think we're also just going to have a quick look ahead to the Grand National, which isn't far away now. How are you, Pimus?
I'm very well indeed, buddy. Very well indeed. 2 weeks tomorrow, opening day of the Aintree Festival, and already I'm just starting to get those little bit of tingles down the back of the neck and getting ready to see those lovely ladies of Liverpool on Friday.
Now, of course, the Cheltenham Festival is over, unfortunately.
Well, it's over, but it's certainly not out, is it? Goodness gracious me.
No. It's just one of those things. As soon as that finishes, attention diverts to Aintree and, of course, to the William Hill Lincoln, which is next Saturday, the week before the National. There's always something to look forward to around this time of year, isn't there?
Oh, it is, yeah. And, you know, I think the last festival we had is the best ever for me. The best ever.
Really?
Yeah. Some unbelievable racing, some unbelievable tales of joy, of woe. It had everything, didn't it? Mm. I mean, a fiction writer couldn't have even come up with some of the things that happened on, and certainly on Gold Cup Day. So it was unique to me. And I've been going to the Cheltenham Festival for many, many years. I'd never seen a crowd like it was on the opening day for the Champion Hurdle. Mm. And the roar and the buzz and the excitement. If somebody could bottle that, put a top on it, you'd make a fortune.
Yeah.
Because that atmosphere is unbelievable. Mm. Yeah. And it doesn't happen anywhere else either. Because I think Cheltenham and Aintree, two completely different ball games.
Yeah.
Because you've got Cheltenham for the purists. Mm-hmm. You've got Liverpool, Aintree, whatever you want to call it, on the outskirts of a massive city, a city that loves life. And you get all the characters from Liverpool racing as well. And that just puts a completely different atmosphere and a different slant on it.
Well, I agree. I've been to both Cheltenham and Aintree in recent years, and I much prefer Aintree. Purely because of it's got a nice social aspect, it's a lot more relaxed. And also it's got the Grand National, which of course is the race that everyone wants to go and see. Whereas Cheltenham, as you said, is certainly for the purists.
Oh, indeed, yeah. And, you know, whereas you might get plenty of tweed coats and trilbies at Cheltenham, it's a lot less at Aintree, thank goodness.
We've got a bit of news about the Grand National. Rebecca Curtis talking about her representative and the Antipost favourite, T4 3, who, of course, ran in the Cheltenham Gold Cup just last Friday. She's still upbeat about T4 3's chances, saying that the run in the Gold Cup certainly won't have hindered him. But I'm not going to disagree with her, Pimmers, but I think that it's not the ideal preparation. What would you say?
I certainly wouldn't have gone to Cheltenham with him, because basically he was going to Cheltenham with very, very little chance.
Yeah.
Realistically. He still ran very well, but is his Grand National left at Prestbury Park? Possibly. Mm. Possibly.
How often do you see the winner of the Grand National being targeted at the National all year? You know.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. And again, it's not only the run in the Gold Cup, it's everything that went before it and after as well. Because, you know, there's a big, big hype and buzz, and it's also got to take something out of the horse as well.
Yeah.
Not just the run.
Well, she said that, you know, Nick Schofield took it quite easy on the horse, you know, turning for home and everything. But at the same time, that the whole atmosphere of the race you know, it's got to get to a horse.
I would have thought so, yeah, I'd have thought so. Let's put it this way, I'd like to be taking him on rather than backing him.
Okay, we've got some prices here. Tee for 3, 10 to 1, Tidal Bay 14s, Long Run even, and Mondebeg Dude at 20s, and then 25s for Corbett Station, Godsmey Judge, Goulain, Rocky Creek, Shakalaka Boom Boom, Triola de Len, and Wick Hill. So still a very open look to the race, minus T for 3, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's not value at 10 to 1 either, no. You know? There's plenty more value to be had. Listen, if Long Run takes to the Aintree fences, and one thing his jockey's got, he's got a superb record round there. At 20 to 1, he's value. We've got to take on trust that he's going to have the bottle to jump him.
Yeah.
But if he does take to them, he's the class act, isn't he?
No, he is. I agree, but personally, I couldn't be having him jump in there, but I know what you mean. Everything's in place, and we've seen recently as well. It's the classier horses that are winning the national.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I suppose the big factor will be the ground, really. Mm-hmm. You know, if we have a good dry spell like we've had now, they'll obviously have to water to make it good to soft. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It might not turn into a dour slog then.
Okay. That's Aintree done and dusted. We're going to look at three races at Ludlow on Thursday afternoon. The first of which comes up at 3:30. It is a novices limited handicap chase over 2 miles, a class 3 contest, with 8 runners down to go to post. Let's hope that all 8 stay in, because there could be some each way value to be had here. We'll start with David Bridgewater's horse, Lord Navitz, who arrives here looking for a fourth win in a row. Do you think he's got a chance here?
He definitely comes in here with a chance. I mean, he's obviously sneaking up the handicap now, isn't he? Very easy task last time out in a four-runner race at Suddle. It was the 4-11 shot. Made all, easy peasy. Again, this is going to be a little bit stiffer, that's for sure. But again, his confidence is high. So who knows, he could well be still ahead of the handicapper, and he still could make it 4 out of 4. He's definitely the major player, and I would imagine he's going to start favourite.
Okay. What would you rate as sort of the biggest danger to Lord Navitz's unbeaten streak?
I think I'd go to look at the Evan Williams run at Bullet Street. Mm-hmm. I mean, he hasn't actually got his head in front of late, but he has been running really, really well. And I thought that run behind Greywell Boy at Sandown last time out was a good enough run, you know. And I think he definitely will come into the equation tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, very, very consistent. Won over in Ireland for Martin Hassett in November 2012. Then came to Evan Williams. And as you said, he's yet to win for him, but has posted a number of creditable efforts. I mean, runs behind the likes of Far West on debut last year. So, yeah, really, really solid horse. But I think Paul Maloney could just about knows him in front here, don't you?
I'm hoping so. I think he's going to be the value. And I'm just hoping that Lord Nevis's winning streak comes to an end in this race, where there's some fantastic prize money on offer at Ludlow. You've got to give him full credit for putting on some decent money to be had there.
Okay, Bullet Street, the pick there in the 3:30. Next up, the 4:05. Just the 4 got to post for this. It's a mare's handicap hurdle over 2 miles. 4 runners for this Class 3 event. The early betting indication suggests that Bobble Baru and Spring and Her Step are the two to be focusing on here. Bobble Baru, who's been in decent nick of late for Venetia Williams. Spring and Her Step, who comes from the Nicky Henderson yard with AP McCoy on board. But Spring and Her Step has been maybe a tad disappointing this year.
Yeah, I think she has. I mean, this is a shame because, you know, you've got mares only handicap hurdle. You've only got 4 turning up, and you've got first prize of 6,500, you know. So it's a shame for the sponsors that they haven't got a stronger feel for that. And really and truly, I've looked through the form of the 4 runners. You could hardly leave any of them out of the equation, to be honest. And it's just which mare turns up on the day, I think. I mean, Layout slightly disappointed last time out, I thought, behind Midnight Bell at Exeter. But prior to that, had been in really good form and a ready to win prior to that. Bobble Baru, well, she's in great form, isn't she? She won a novice's hurdle last time out at Exeter, beating Mancini nice and easily there. And then Spring and Her Step, again, I'm not sure she's that most straightforward, to be honest. Very keen last time out when she ran behind Fergal at Huntingdon. And then Bolling Judith, who, again, disappointed last time, but prior to that had been running some nice sort of races, gets a little bit of weight from the others, plus Trevor Whelan's £3, certainly bring him into the equation, but I'm going to stick with a very vivacious Venetia.
Okay.
Bobble Baru.
Bobble Baru, the pick there. Interesting that Spring and her step never ran on anything like soft ground. I know it's not going to be soft, but clearly a horse that they've had a few issues with, hence the break, 96 days off the track, and comes back. The going, I think, is good to soft in places at Ludlow tomorrow. So
yeah, and to be honest, Alex, you know, dry conditions overnight tomorrow, it could be good all round and maybe a bit quicker. And everybody usually targets Ludlow for the better ground. So that's usually the case. It has been soft there this season, as with all that wet spell they had. But in general, it's really a good ground track, Ludlow.
That may play to the Henderson mare's chances against Bob Baru, who's proven on the heavy going, but certainly an interesting racing prospect there. The final race that we'll look at is the 440, a handicap chase, 2 miles once again the trip, eight runners once again for this Class 3 contest. Again, let's hope that all eight do stay in. This race has got a slightly more open look to it, Pimmers.
No,
where should we start here?
Well, very, very trappy, that is for sure. I mean, your top weight change in the guard, he ran well at Cheltenham, 12th of 23 behind Cervello, and that was a very competitive handicap, as you'd imagine. Whether that race come a little bit too quick remains to be seen. Parsnip beat the Tom George runner. Well, he ran well enough again behind East Lake at Cheltenham when we last saw him. He's not out of the equation there. Highway Code disappointed last time out, but again, that was in a competitive race at Cheltenham. And again, he's got to bounce back to some sort of form after that experience. Henry Daly's Oyster Shell made all when winning here at Ludlow last time out. And again, possibly needs to just up his game a bit, but profile looks progressive, you know. Zarzal finished third last time out. That again, he was here at Ludlow over 2.5 miles behind Ben's Benz. Last Shot ran well in defeat. Another Venetia Naden Coleman runner. This was second last time at Fontwell. And again, possibly a little bit of sign. Son of a Gun, another one that won last time out. Nice, easy victory for that at Stratford in a novice's handicap hurdle, won by 20 lengths. So again, bit more to come from Son of a Gun. And Gracchus, the bottom horse with 10 stone 3, again, was placed last time when we saw it at Uttoxeter. But again, for me, that's got an awful lot to find on these. It's fairly competitive tomorrow. So, 8 go to post. We want a little bit of value. I'm going to go again with Venetia and Aiden. Last Shot.
Okay, Last Shot, who's been very much on the go this season, but holding his form pretty well, and looking for a Venetia Williams double there. Could you just run us through your three picks at Ludlow for us, Pimmers, on Thursday afternoon?
Again, we're looking forward to Ludlow. Very, very competitive afternoon's racing. Great prize money offered for there. Full credit to Ludlow for dishing up the dosh, so to speak. In the 3:30 at Ludlow, I'm going to go for Bullet Street, Evan Williams and Paul Maloney. In the 4:05, the mare's only handicap hurdle, going to go with Bobble Baru. And in the 6:40, the 2 mile handicap chase, the selection there is Last Shot.
Okay, cheers, Pimmers. Enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.